You have got it tuned to KHUM Humboldt Grown Radio, Without the Rules. And right now is my great pleasure to speak with Dr. Baird. Dr. Baird, sorry, I'm messing up your title.
Yes,
you're here to talk to us about what is going on with all of the measles stuff.
Well, measles continues to appear, and we have sporadic outbreaks every year in primarily unimmunized children, which is happening right now to the north in Washington, Clark County, Vancouver, just across the river, the Columbia River from Portland. And our concern is, we live in Humboldt County. It's a blessing and a curse. It's a curse if you want to get anywhere or travel, but it's a blessing because our isolation has, in the past, often protected us. But with measles, all bets are off. This is probably one of the most contagious diseases that we know.
So, Dr. Baird, looking at what's going on in Washington right now, they just declared a state of emergency yesterday in Clark County. And how different or similar is the population from what our population looks like here in Humboldt in regards to how many folks are immunized here?
Aggregate in California and in Humboldt County, we have immunization rates of around 94%, which is good. Our concern is the charter schools that have immunization rates that are much lower than that, and some of them actually have rates that are down in the 70s. So that means there's a lot of children that are at risk of exposure. And what's important to emphasize, this is not a trivial disease. In the last year, over 150,000 children worldwide died of measles. The death rate is about 1 to 2 per 1,000. And not to mention the damage to vision, hearing, if you get the encephalitis, the damage to the brain, seizures, and developmental issues that can last for the rest of the person's life. And it also seems to affect the immune system, so these children, after getting measles, can then be more susceptible to any variety of other illnesses.
So seeing what's going on right now playing out in Washington, I mean, that is hundreds of miles away from us, but are you saying that a similar thing could happen here in our community in Humboldt because there are schools like some of the charter schools that have 70% rate of immunization for the measles?
It's very similar to what's happening in Clark County in Vancouver, Washington. Yes, we're concerned. We're 8 hours away down I-5 and 101. It only takes one infected individual to have an outbreak among scores of children, which is what's happening there.
And I was reading last night, it looked like there were 35 patients at that point, people who had been, do you have more recent statistics?
Yep, as of yesterday, 35 confirmed with 11 suspect, which means probably are positive. And what's worrisome is it involves a variety of locations, 12 healthcare facilities, 12 schools, 4 churches, Portland International Airport, a local sports stadium that has thousands of people, and 15 other miscellaneous businesses, including a Costco. What's worrisome is that people can have measles for 4 days before they get the classic fever and rash, so they're infectious throughout that period. And if a person were to walk through a room, this virus is so airborne and so light, it'll stay in the room for up to an hour. And anybody unimmunized walking into that room has a 90% exposure rate.
Wow, that is really highly contagious.
Yes.
So what are you at Public Health doing, aside from getting the word out to folks?
We've talked to our partners, the Open Door Clinic System and the Medical Society. I was at St. Joe's today. They have excellent immunization rates among their staff. And they have, if you're working in direct patient care, they actually have blood titers to prove these people are immune, so it doesn't spread within the system. We had a single case about 4 years ago here in Humboldt County that because of those precautions, it did not spread. The patient was immediately isolated, and the disease did not spread beyond that one index case. But it could, certainly in a school where children play together and then go home and infect their siblings.
Gotcha. And so what can we do as a community? I mean, it seems right now we're 8 hours away from what's going on in Washington. We're kind of watching this play out, and I guess there's probably several small towns everywhere saying, oh, wow, this could potentially happen here. What can we do as a community to learn more about measles, and aside from obviously getting vaccinated?
Well, that's the key thing. It's never too late to vaccinate your children. One of the things parents need to realize, if it does occur, if there's an outbreak in a school and your child attends that school and is unimmunized, they will be sent home for 21 days. They can't go to daycare. They can't go back to school until that's the total period of incubation. That's the only way we can control this, because there's no specific antiviral treatment for measles, except some experimental antiviral drugs for hospitalized patients. So the mainstay of staying on top of this is getting your kids immunized. This is a safe and very effective vaccine.
And what about adults who have been immunized? Is there a point in which that immunization wears off?
There is some mild waning, but most adults, if they've had at least two immunizations as a child, it's felt that this is lifelong protection. If that can, of course, change if the person's health status changes, if they have immune-compromised disease, they might need a booster, and that's something they should discuss with their physician. There's a simple blood test, a titer, that you can get to see what your immunization status is and whether or not you would benefit from a booster.
Gotcha. And your doctor should know about that test if you were just to ask them.
It's a very simple and relatively inexpensive test.
And what do you feel like we as a community, Dr. Baird, should be taking away as we're watching this unfold in Washington?
Well, it's to be aware the disease can start like a bad cold with watery eyes, runny nose, and a cough. And then on 4 days, the kid gets a high fever, 102 to 104, breaks out in a rash that begins along the hairline or behind the ears, basically on the head and the face, before it spreads to the rest of the body. It's a classic presentation. And then that individual is infectious for another 4 to 5 days. So We've got to be very alert. If somebody does get it, they need to be immediately isolated so they don't infect other people. And again, if you are alert and care about your kids, you should get them immunized. And we have all of our local clinics, every one of them, have the MMR vaccine, and public health has just ordered up an extra supply. So we're standing by.
Thank you, Dr. Baird, for taking time out of your day. I know it's been a busy day, and thanks for taking time to talk with us here on KHUM and let our listeners know about the measles, and it's definitely a topic on some folks' minds when we see our neighbors up in Washington and in Portland, Oregon, dealing with this outbreak right now. So thanks for taking time to talk with us about this today.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Baird. He is joining us from Humboldt County Office of Public Health. And we're going to go ahead now and play a doctor song for you. Terry Nilsson on KHUM.